Hello and welcome to Talk with the Techie, SWAT Radio.
This is Excalibur and I am your host for today. For those of you who care, it is the American holiday Memorial Day, so for those of you who celebrate it, enjoy it, you know, go out with family, have a cookout, whatever you want to do. Okay, let's dive right into the tech biddies here. Today's episode is going to be about memory alternatives, external memory alternatives. I'm going to be reviewing some of today's most popular methods of external memory, USB jump drives, external hard drives, and internal hard drive enclosures. I've created my own way of putting a value on these called DPG, which is dollars per gig, and that is basically price over gigs. So it's a simple way of doing it. I'll review some other advantages and disadvantages, of course, but mainly it's going to be DPG and what's the best buy. So let's get into it, shall we? Jump drives, USB jump drives, these range from 80 to 100 DPG. By the way, the lower the DPG, the better. So USB jump drives range from 80 to 100 DPG on average. They tend to be very portable, and they are very specialty-based. For example, some are very durable for construction jobs, some are fire, water-resistant, etc., etc. Some have been made into like little watches or pens, you know, because of the small size and portability. So in that way, they're very neat, and they are very good for specialty jobs and organizations that, you know, specialize in things. So, yeah. The next thing on the list is external hard drives. These range from 5 to 10 DPG, which seems exponentially better than the USB jump drives, but at the same time, they're not exactly as specific as the jump drives can be. They're not as durable. There are almost no fire water resistant brands, no magnetic resistance, you know, nothing like that. They're not as small, but they are excellent for mass data transport, and for those who need the space on their laptops or hard drives that, you know, they don't want to crack open their case and put in another internal. They tend to be pretty fast. In fact, I believe them to be the fastest of the three choices, considering the size, and I tend to be very impressed with them. So 10 or 5 to 10 DPG is the external hard drives. Now, my favorite selection are internal hard drive enclosures. Now, these can be infinitely low DPG if you think about it, because what these are little devices that can allow you to convert your regular standard, 5x3.5 internal hard drive into an external hard drive. So if you're like me and you're a technician or just a computer guy and you have, you know, masses amounts of 3 to 4, 5 gig hard drives lying around that you're really not doing anything with, you don't want to sell because it's only worth maybe $2 and there's no real point to them, you can take these hard drives now and turn them into basically little memory sticks. Or if you happen to have a 20 gigger that you're not doing anything with, well, there you go, a nice little external hard drive for you. They're not as fast, but if you have a whole bunch of spare drives, these are perfect. It also happens to be the lowest choice selection, and you only need one for, you know, infinite amount of gigs if you have it. So this is my favorite selection. They, again, are not very specialty-based, however. They're not very durable. They can fall apart on you if you're not careful. They're not fire or earth or water resistant at all. There's no magnetism resistance here. They're very standard issue to the point. And again, they're not exactly very fast, but they get the job done. And they're excellent for backups. Okay. I'm going to link to you a couple of good websites to buy these from. Some of the best deals I found so that you're not, you know, looking all over the internet for these. TigerDirect.com has excellent deals on USB flash drives and external hard drives. The DPGs can get pretty low. I have seen 15 DPG for a USB flash drive, which is really good. And I have seen up to 30 cents DPG for external hard drives. And that's really nice, actually. Geeks.com also has very good values on external hard drives. But my favorite feature of Geeks.com is the fact that they have a external hard or an internal hard drive enclosure for $16, which is the best that I found on the internet. TigerDirect.com does not include anything like that. So again, Geeks.com if you want to get a internal hard drive enclosure. And excuse me. And TigerDirect.com if you'd like to buy your standard USB flash drive or external hard drive. That's pretty much a twat for today. It was a short episode and hopefully to the point. I'd like to plug a few shouts in here and a couple personal advertisements. Shouts to the Fiend faction. Individually, that would be Spike, Zero, Pokey, Gnome, and Charcoal. And shouts to all my buddies at the Jinx community. Shouts to all my friends at Binrev. Shout to H5N1. And that covers the shouts. Oh, here's a quick advertisement for you. I am selling a bunch of computer-related books, everything from network management, a bunch of C++ programming books, and I'm selling stuff on SPICE, which is like electrical engineering type things, GIMP, which is a Linux graphic designer thing. If you would like to know more about my selection, give me an email. For those of you who would like to email me about this show in particular, please contact me via Excalibur 1337, Excalibur Elite. That is, sorry, I might as well spell it out. Excalibur 1337 at gmail.com. Contact me via email about anything you want to talk about. Just say hi, you know, comments about the show or about the books. And I'll get back to you ASAP. Listen to Twat Radio. This show is great. I'm very proud to be a member. I tell all of my friends, call me a loser if you want. So, listen to Twat Radio. There's a new episode out every day, and it is almost always very, educational, very entertaining for a nerd, I guess. I mean, you're not gonna give this to a jock and expect him to enjoy himself, but I like it. So, the website is twattech.org, twattech.org. Go to the website, check it out, you'll enjoy it. Support community radio, support community projects, that's pretty much it for tonight. Good night, and happy Memorial Day.